Greg Kuhn is an ag fieldman with Clear Hills County. He's also one of the co-organizers of the Clear Hills County Ag and Trade Show coming up April the 13th in Hinds Creek. He joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Greg, thank you very much for joining us. How goes final prep to the Ag Show?
Well, it's going very well. We are all busy here. The staff here at the county has been working very hard to put on another great show. This will be our 27th annual trade show here in the county.
Please correct me if I'm wrong here. This is not the first ag show since COVID, correct?
No, we had one last year as well.
How much are you anticipating this year, especially with it being, trade show season and everybody wants to get out and go to the show and say, hey, how you doing? How was the winter? They get out of cabin fever, as it were.
That's exactly what happens. We're looking forward to a big crowd there. We usually run somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 people that come through the show in the, during the day. So hopefully we'll have that many again this year.
How has response been to not only the public, but to booths as well being at the show?
We've got about the same number of booths sold so far as what we had last year. And there's still time for vendors to purchase booths if they want to be involved. It's a great venue to promote your business. Like I say, it's not often you can have 1,000 to 1,500 people come through your showroom or your shop in one day. So it's a great opportunity for economic development there.
Offhand, do you know if any new exhibits are existing this year?
We've got mostly all of our standard ones. There is probably some new ones. I'm not actually in charge of the whole list. I don't have it in front of me, but I know we've got a few new ones, and we've got our old standbys that come every year, and it's always made our show a success.
Greg, I ask, how much is this a chance to network for everybody, especially after last year with the fires and the drought that happened?
Yeah, it's definitely a good place to come and chat. We've actually, our county will have our new sprinkler protection unit on display there, so people from the county will be able to have a look at that. There's all kinds of everywhere from home-based businesses to large equipment dealers. So there's a very large gamut of businesses to have a look at.
Greg, you're into the final days of leading up to the show. How much are you and the organizing committee looking forward to April the 13th in Hinds Creek?
Very much so. We can't wait to open the doors. We've got our sponsored breakfast. Starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning till 10. And then the trade show will start at 10 o'clock until around 4 or 4:30. We've got wagon rides for the kids all day. The Hinds Creek Agricultural Society is having their spring fair and bench show in conjunction with the trade show. That's in the Dave Shaw complex. And our kids talent show is also going on at 3 o'clock in the hall as well. So all kinds of things for people to come and see and do. And we'll have a few different food booths on site. So there'll be plenty of food and plenty of chances to visit and network with everyone around this county as well as neighboring counties.
That is for sure. But I have to ask here, Greg, with a show like this and the popularity that goes with it, how good is it to have the kids involved?
Oh, it's something that we try to do every year. Not just as a trade show, but also kind of a spring fair as well. So we've got a farm safety barn that are some of our 4-H, our forest warden group is manning, and there's going to be lots of craft activities in that barn for the young people. And there will be a couple of face painters on site, and we've got a couple of stilt walkers. There's all kinds of fun stuff for the kids there.
Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic time, that's for sure. Greg Kuhn is an agriculture fieldman with Clear Hills County. He's also one of the co-organizers of the Clear Hills County Ag and Trade Show coming up April 13th in Hinds Creek. Greg, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Before I go, I'd also like to mention we've got many, many sponsors of the event, including our three platinum sponsors, which is Canfor, Zavisha Sawmills, and Rocky Mountain Equipment. So I wanted to give them all a shout out for all of their support. They've been sponsors and supporters of our trade show for a long time.